Next topic here. Next mission on Ayin. Go ahead. Gonav al pishnayim. Okay, so you need two Edim to be mechayev him for the Geneva. Okay, shnayim me'idim oso shegonav. And then you need two more Edim. And then you need two Edim to be made that he was mochar, tavachu mochar. And the Mishnah says it doesn't matter if they're the same Edim or different Edim. Okay, go ahead.
Ganav amachar b'shnayim.
Okay, so then the Gemara goes through several cases that maybe you'd have a havamina, or they're related to cases where you're pater, but nonetheless you're chayev. So what would it be? For instance, ganav amachar b'shabbos. So... But it's mochar, not tovach. Okay? So mochar doesn't involve a nisa d'oraisa. So he's no kim libid ramine. Or, go'anav mochar lo azara.
Mochar right? Lo azara is isser misa?
No. So there's no isser misa. Go'anav tovach b'yom ha-kippurim. So why is it, so Yom Kippur, there's no chi of misa. Is Nisakares, but not Chiv Misa. Gona Mishel Oviv V'tovach U'mochar. Yeah. V'yachakech Kach Meis Oviv. So what's that case? So then he'll be Chayev. He'll be Chayev. Because he stole from his father. That's not a Petur. And he was Tavach U'mochar while his father was alive. Okay, so really all of these cases, more or less, are being brought down for the corollary cases. Each one has a corollary that's putter.
What's right? The Kiddush of saying that you're selling this?
Yeah, so it's really, I don't know if there's a Kiddush in that, but then the next Mishnah brings down the cases where it's Tovach. In other words, if it's Mochar on Shabbos, for instance, Yechayev, as opposed to Tovach on Shabbos, you'd be Pater. Because Tovach would involve an Isser Malacha. Mochar Lavod Azara is Mut, is Pat, you're going to be Chayev, because it doesn't involve an Isser Misa. But Tovach Lavod Azara, you'd be Pater from Dal Vehe, because you'd be Chayev Misa for the Shechita. Or this case. If it was Shabbos, Ganav Tovach, or the other way. What else? Or this case, for instance, if he's Ganav and then the father dies before he's Tovach U'machar, then he'd be Pater. Because he'd inherit the animal before he did Tovach U'machar.
Or he'd Pater from Kippur also?
Before or prior?
In which case?
The
other
case. Where is
Chayav? No one.
Well, he has Yarshim. I mean, the father could have Yarshim, other Yarshim.
Right.
So,
why would he be Pater if the father had died?
Well, it's not, it doesn't belong to the father anymore. What, Shere Yarash is Ave Vishalohu Toveachu Mocher. I mean, and in the first case, your question is if he's the only Yoresh, and what? But he's chayav. He's once he's gonav mishel aviv tovach u'mochar, right? V'yachak ach meis aviv. So when he's gonav v'tovach u'mochar, he's chayav immediately. The point in all these cases is when he was tovach u'mochar, he's chayav. As opposed to if he would have been tovach u'mochar after the misa, it wouldn't be a maisa mechayeves. Your question is this someone that he owes the money to or not? That's a good question. But they're just saying there's all of these cases are telling you, as opposed to the case that's slightly different. I don't think there's a chiddush in any of these cases. I'm not really sure. It doesn't seem to be a chiddush in these cases.
Isn't that a problem? Mishnah's written without
chiddush. Well. They're like it's like a pair. They're like two cases. They're coming in pairs, telling you this one is there's tovach u'mochar, and mochar is going to be chayev, but tovach is pater because of a separate factor of kim le'bid rabbi.
But if rabbi didn't write these ones down, would we think that these would also be potter after if you only talk the ones that you actually are potter from?
I don't know. I don't. It doesn't seem so. Why would you think you'd be? Why would you think you'd be potter? What's the purpose of this whole Mishnah? I don't know. It's an interesting question. I haven't seen it taken up, but the fact is clear. In none of these, in all of these cases, you chayav dalve, because it doesn't involve any. There's no patur. Gonav. What's the last case? Gonav v'tovach lirafua or lekalavim.
Hashochet benimse trefa. Hashochet chulam bezara mishlam tishlami abravu chamisha. Rabbi Shimon.
Okay, one second. So that case is. Let's take the first one. Gonav v'tovach lirafua. So. So there's no reason why you should be. It doesn't matter the purpose. It's a ma'aser shechita, or lakalavim. It doesn't have to dafka be for achila. That apparently is a havmina, but doesn't matter. It doesn't have to dafka be a shechita that is a hechsher of achila. Or if you're shochet and it's a treifa, or even chulin ba'azara, in all those cases you're chayev dalvei. But on those last two, that's the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Chum. Because that's the question of shechita shein ruya, right?
Even though it's asur b'hinah.
On the treifa case, and the chulin bazar, the kosov Rabbi Yosi shechita shein ruya lo shma shechita. Aval lerafua lekalavim shechita ruyahi. Di boi motzi ochel minei. So there's no reason he couldn't eat from it. Yes, what's your question? Okay, so. Well, we'll take a look, see if anyone comments on the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah. But let's take up the Gemara now. Go ahead.
Lema matnitin.
Okay, so the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, this Mishnah seems to be in disagreement with Rabbi Akiva. The time of this Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. What sheet of Rabbi Akiva is this different from? His shita that. It has to be made on a davar and not a chatzi davar. Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's see Rashi.
Davar v'lo chatzi davar. Al pi shnayim edom.
The pasuk is al pi shnayim edom yakum davar. So you establish a thing with two witnesses. Okay.
The honey.
Okay, so this Mishnah says that the edei tvicha could be other edom. A different set of Edom, not the necessarily the same Edom that were made on the Geneva. So then the second set, right? The second set would be Masid on a Chatzi Davar. Why are they being made? Why would that be testimony on a Chatzi Davar? Di ilav Ede Geneva, ikala meimar di day kotovach. So, certainly the first set of Edom are good. I mean, that's not a question. Of course you can have Edom on Geneva, right? The problem is the Edom on the Tovach u'mocha. This Mishnah is saying, you can have two Edom come and say, I saw him shecht an animal. I saw Reuven shecht this animal. But their Edus... but they are not being made that the animal was stolen when it was shechted, right? So their edus alone, in isolation, is not really anything. All they're being made on is that Reuven shechted an animal. So what isser is that? Maybe he was shechting his own animal. So they're saying that would be a violation of davar v'lo chatzi davar according to Rabbi Akiva. How do we know? How do we know Rabbi Akiva holds this way? Let's see.
Chatzi davar means their statement.
An incomplete thing. It's incomplete. What were they made on? Were they made on the isser of a gan of shechting something he stole? No.
So what's it?
It's called a chatzi davar because if you take it and you add it to the other edus, then it becomes. Edus then it becomes valuable, then it becomes significant, but on its own it has no significance. Okay. All right, let's see. De Oma, De Tanya.
De Tanya.
So we get this, we see the sheet of Rabbi Akiva by the case of Shnei Chazaka. So what's the halacha by Chazaka? That if I claim that I bought a piece of property from you, but I don't have a shtar mechira, okay, and it's known that it belonged to you, it's established that it belonged to you, and I'm coming in and I'm claiming that you sold it to me, but I don't have a shtar mechira, I lost my shtar, that's my claim. So how could I substantiate that it's mine? So one of the ways of substantiating that it's mine is essentially if I had a chazaka on it for 3 years. If for 3 years I worked the field, planted and harvested for 3 years, and you have not protested for those 3 years, that itself is a raya that I actually bought it. Okay? It's only a raya to my taina that I bought the field. It is not in any way its own mechanism of kinyan. Okay? Some people mistakenly believe that. But that's not. That's an American idea. It's called adverse possession. But we don't hold from that. So the thing is like this. What is the raya? The raya is 3 years of chazaka. Correct? So when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was learning with Rav Chalafta, with Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi's father, so they were discussing this question. What if you had three sets of Edom come in? First set says, I saw Reuven working on the field, on Shimon's field in year one. Second set says year two, and the third set says year three. So effectively, you have a sum total of Edus on 3 years, right? So he says, does that establish a chazaka? So he said, yes, that's a chazaka. Omar lo, harei zu chazaka. Omar lo, af ani omer kein. Elosh Rabbi Akiva cholik b'davar. He says, I would also say the same thing, that it should be a good chazaka. The only thing is, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, because Rabbi Akiva says, "Davar v'lo chatzi davar." Okay, so in other words, the Gemara at this point is saying that what? That our case of Shnayim on the Geneva, and another two on the Tevicho u'Mechira, is the same as three sets of Edim on three different years of Chazaka. And since Rabbi Akiva says you can't establish a Chazaka with three sets of Edim, because each one is being made on a Chatzi Davar, right? Why is it a Chatzi Davar? It's a Chatzi Davar because on its own it doesn't establish anything. On its own it's ineffective. So too here, the edus on the shechita on its own doesn't have any validity, doesn't carry any weight. Okay?
When it comes to...
So at this point, there's a havamina that it's the same. Right? The havamina is the same.
What's
the same? That the three separate edim on the chazaka, yeah, is the same as the second set of edim on the Tavach U'Mocha. Correct? Yeah. And then Abaye comes along and says, what? He says, no, it's different. Even if you're going to say, you can even say our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Why? Go ahead.
Amar Abaye, I feel him.
So Abaye says, no. Even if, you can even say our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Why? Wouldn't Rabbi Akiva agree? Be hard pressed to say that Rabbi Akiva would disagree with this. If you have two Edom come and say this woman got married in, Rashi says, Nisan. Okay, and it didn't take long before she had an affair in Iyar. Okay, so that's the second set of Edom. They come along and they say that she was with another man. So would Rabbi Akiva say? Wouldn't Rabbi Akiva say he can be mechayev misa with the second set of edim alone, right? Even though without the edim that established she's married, their edus is also not edus on an isser, right?
How do you know Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that way? Just seems obvious.
That's just Milo. Milo Moser Rabbi Akiva. So,
what does that mean? They don't meet them. I mean, they do testify in court that they saw it happen.
No, so it says even though the Ede Bia need the Ede Kedushin, right? The Ede Bia need the Ede Kedushin. Rashi, why? Afagav the Ede Bia Habon Lohamis Srichen Leedus Kedushin. In other words, you need the Ede Kedushin for the Ede Bia to be able to be mechayev him misa, because if there was no kedushin, so she's a pnuya, right? So too here. Oh, 1 second. But so that would seem to go against dov avlo chatzi davar. But what must you say? Why is it not a chatzi davar? Requires a little bit of a convoluted thought over here, but what? In other words, you go back. You say, but since the first Adam don't need the second Adam, therefore we don't care that the second Adam need the first Adam.
They're not
kind of like, what is going on here? You say, our problem never was with the first Adam. Problem was always with the second Adam. Right? So now the Gemara is saying, yeah, but since it's true the second Adam need the first Adam, but since the first Adam don't need the second Adam, meaning what? Rashi. Ede kedushin lo tzrich ede bia. Dibelav ninu shavu lo kamoi eshes ish le eser al kol olam. Can't say the first Edom of kedushin didn't do anything until she has an affair. No, they established something. They established that they're married. They established she's an eshes ish. They did their job. So therefore, what reality is that?
Before some actually comes to say that she had bia, what's the reality of that?
Aishas Shavulo Aishas Ish Le Eser Akol Olam.
But what is her status Aishas Ish?
They give her the status of an Aishas Ish.
What
sense would that make? You say that the Ede Kedushin, okay, I'm going to be Masada Kedushin. So you say, okay, I'd like to call up the Ede Kedushin to establish this woman being Aishas Ish. And now I'd like to call up the Ish to be Baalel to make sure that we can have a Chi of Misa to make sure the first Edom are good. Well, what kind of sense does that make? Of course you don't need the second. The first set of Edom are Koveya, her to be an Aishas Ish.
I'm saying in terms of producing a halachic outcome, just like in
the halachic outcome is nobody's allowed to be with her. That's what he says. Le'os, le'aser. Le'oser al kol olam. That iser is a reality. That iser is a reality. Okay. But we say that what? Kevan de'ede kedushin lo tzrichi le'ede bia. So that's davar kariva. It's very nice, but it's very nice that we call the eide kedushin a davar. But I thought our problem was the eide bia. I mean, we never. Right? Well, isn't the problem the Ede Bia need the Ede Kedushin?
Right, they're still contingent.
They're still contingent. So how does this help us that we call the Ede Kedushin a Dava?
Why are you calling the Ede Kedushin a Dava?
Because...
No, I'm saying in...
So then Rash says, Dava who af Ede shall Bia. Right. Somehow that converts the Ede Bia into a Dava too.
Dava just means like...
Af Ede shall Bia kayam... V'ne'er Regas. Hachanami. Here too I'll say the same thing. Ede Geneva were Mechayev him Kefel, even without the Ede Tvicha. Right? Ba, and therefore it's a Dover. Therefore even the Ede Shechita are a Dover, quote unquote. But the Ede Chazaka, they all needed each other. Each one needed the other. In other words, the first set of Ede Chazaka did zero. Okay. So anyway, so what's the Hava Mina Maskan over here? whether Rabbi Akiva can be our Tana. In the Hava Mina, there's no difference between each set of Edom on the Chazaka and the second set of Edom by Geneva. Right?
Just fashion speaking.
Rabbanon hold three sets of Edom are good by Chazaka. That's the next part. But Rabbi Akiva says no. Yeah. So there's a question like this. It's a question on Edus, right? It's a question on the Edus. What's the minimum unit of Edus? Or what is the Edus on? Okay, so it happens like this. You could say, how do you view, I mean, something that you have to think about if you want to understand how Mishpat works, right? Because we have two roles, right? You have the judges, you have the Dayanim, and you have the Edom, correct? Now you don't necessarily need Edom, right? Like, for instance, if something occurs in front of the Beis, then the Beis and the sees it themselves, right? You don't need Edom necessarily.
They wouldn't be Edom in that case?
Would they be Edom? No, I don't think they're Edom in that case. They just witnessed the whole thing in front of the Beis and itself.
You don't do that thing where you break off two of them and then they give it to kind of like you.
That's only like nighttime, right?
No, doesn't the Gemara say that'd be good?
I thought if it's at nighttime then they...
Okay, so... Yeah. Doesn't the Gemara say that's how you can kill a trefa? Otherwise you have a problem with Adam's own. The point is like this, that what? That the Edom are conveying information to Beis Din, and the Beis Din makes a decision. Right? That's the way it works, right? Beis Din is not everywhere. They need information to render a decision. So Edom, in a certain sense, you could say Edom are like the eyes and the ears of Beis Din. They convey to Beis Din the facts upon which they will render halachic decisions. Okay. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. The Edom don't simply testify to facts. Right? That's davar v'lo chatzi davar. What is davar v'lo chatzi davar? It would seem, according to the Hava Mina, that the Edom have to be made on a halachic phenomenon itself. Not on simply a factual occurrence. They have to be made on chazaka, not on elements that put together a chazaka.
It's not the story that we're concerned about.
Yeah. No, it's not like Beis Din is going to... Notice, what are the Edom bringing to Beis Din? You understand? What are they being made on? Are they being made simply on data? Here's data. You figure it out. Or are they coming and saying, we saw him be machzik in the other guy's field? You understand? So do they have to come and be made on a davar? That's what Rabbi Akiva is learning. Davar v'lo chatzi davar. Meaning the inyan of the case is what they have to bring to Beis Din. Beis Din will be dorish hachoker. Did they really see it? Whatever it was. But basically, in a certain sense, it's giving more weight to the Edom. Yes, sir?
Saying that's the Havamina or Moskana?
That's the Havamina.
Being according to this, Tvicha would be no good as well.
Tvicha would be no good as well. Because it would simply be an isolated fact. Are they coming to Beis Din and saying, we saw him do a Maisa of Tvichas Geneva? What's Tvicha? Tvicha alone is a fact. That's not a halachic inyan, tovach. So what are you saying? You're coming to the basin and telling me the sun was shining yesterday. Shkayach, very nice. We don't care. Go away. This is not a place to just report happenings. This is a place for a halachic inyanim. Are you coming with a halachic topic to talk about? Or you're just snooping on your neighbor and you saw him shechting an animal yesterday and you thought I'd be interested. Just so happens, it was a stolen thing. We found out, Shkayach, we put things together. We don't put things together. That's not what we do. We don't just collect facts. We're not the NSA. We don't just snoop around and everything and put things together. You've got to have a halachic inyan that you're bringing to us. Right? So therefore, he says, that's why Rabbi Akiva rejected 3 years of chazakah. Because each year is not an inyan. There's no inyan of a year. There's an inyan of 3 years. What does Rashi say? He says, Shloshton hakitos tricho zulu. For what? For chazakah. Eidus chazakah is an eidus of 3 years. So no one had an eidus on the inyan of chazakah. Therefore, it's inadmissible. It's inadmissible. But if that were the case, it'd be a problem by the Shechita too. That was the Avinah. If that were the case, it'd be a problem by the Shechita too. Because they're not being meyed on the halachic inyan. They're being meyed on a fact that we could put together and the result would be an inyan.
What's the inyan over here?
The Chiyuv Dalveh.
But because it's dependent on the Keitel?
Because it's dependent on the Geneva. What does Rashi say? He says, "Di lav ede geneva ikalememar di de katava." In other words, what did you guys see? What did you guys see? Did you see somebody being chayev in a dal vehei? That's what you're coming to tell us. Well, did you see the geneva? No, that you did not see. Again, you did not see a maisa that's mechayev dal vehei. You have to bring to the edim. Have to bring the case. They have to bring to Beis Din the testimony on the thing that they're being mechayev him in. That's a very strict standard.
It's like near impossible.
So that's what Abaye says. Abaye says that's too far. Then you have a problem with Isha.
No, I mean another Havmina would say you have to see both the Kedushin and the Via.
He's saying if you're going to apply that standard, then you're going to have trouble with this case of Isha.
Isn't that why Havmina?
You're going to have the same.
So the Abaye's argument is if you're going to take what you're saying by the Dal of the Hay, then by rights it should be the same thing by Ishus. Nobody would say such a thing.
But it doesn't sound like they're changing.
So then what is the proper understanding of Rabbi Akiva?
No, what I'm saying, it sounds like a way that what Abaye.
So it has to be some shift in what the idea of the Psul of a Chatzi Dover is. So what's a Abaye's form? Let's just think about it. What's a Abaye's formulation of the problem of Chatzi Dover? How about that? Now, in the Havamina, in the Gemara's Havamina, this can't be Rabbi Akiva. They thought this would represent a problem of a Chatzi Dover. Abaye is saying, no, this does not represent the problem of Chatzi Dover. Right? So there's a revision in what the problem of Chatzi Dover is. So what's Abaye's understanding of the psul of Chatzi Dover? It can't, even though it's still true, they did not witness anything that on its own is incriminating, all they witnessed is him do shechita. It could very well have been his own animal. They didn't witness a crime, so to speak. Right? In the Havamina, that was a problem. Abaye is saying that in your Havamina, in your understanding of Rabbi Akiva, you stepped too far. You went too far. It was, you turned it into an idea that the Edom have to establish, the Edom have to be coming as the prosecutors, so to speak, has to be coming with the case, with the be made on the Isser itself, on the halachic result. That was your assumption. When you interpreted Rabbi Akiva to be Dover v'lo Chatzi Dover, you went too far in the formulation, and you put too much of an onus on the Edom, and you were interpreting it to mean that the Edom have to basically be made on the result itself. And they have to come in and say, he's chayev dalvehei. And the only way they, with their Edus alone, can say he's chayev dalvehei is if they're made on the Geneva and the Tvicha. Right? But that's not what Rabbi Akiva holds. That's too far. All Rabbi Akiva is saying is that the Edom have to be made on a halachic fact. not on a stam mundane occurrence. It has to be a halachic event. They have to be made on a halachic event. That's the only subject matter of their testimony.
That doesn't sound any different, because the case of the Ishus is, that's not a halachic event.
It is. Once the first Adam establish her as an Ishus Ish, whether they know or not, it has nothing to do with what they're trying to do. It has to do with what is the subject matter of Adam. So once the first Adam say she's an Ishus Ish, then in reality this is a halachic maisa. The bia is a halachic maisa.
How's the shan shlishi sound halachic? The year after the first two shan, the year the previous chazakos.
Because each year on its own was nothing.
Well, is the bia on its own is nothing.
Of course it is.
Bia with that kedushin is nothing. What do you mean?
What did the first year guy establish? Zero. What did the second year guy establish? Zero. What did the third year guy establish? Zero. What's zero plus zero plus zero?
No, he established a year. What do you mean established zero?
That's not a halachic phenomenon. There's not a halachic. That's not a halachic. That has no halachic consequences.
It independently doesn't make halachic consequences.
That's the problem.
About a third year.
So that's a chatzi davar. In other words, what's a chatzi davar for Rabbi Akiva? It's that it's not a halachic fact. A halachic fact means that which establishes a halachic result.
So, okay. But the problem with the Shabbat Shunya Shlishis is that each endpoint does not make less consequence, correct?
Right.
So the beginning endpoint does not make less consequence either.
But the reality, in the reality that the first Adam established, it does. And the first Adam did establish a reality. That's what I mean. Since the first Adam don't need the second Adam, so then the first Adam did create a halachic reality. Now the world is a different place. Now this is a new, now this Maisa is a halachic action. Adam can't come in. All Rabbi Akiva was negating was that Adam come in with simply raw data from which halachic consequences can be constructed. You thought he meant you have to go all the way and bring the case and actually come in with the Adam have to come in and present the case itself. It's not true. The Adam don't have to come in and say we saw him chayev daladeh. But the subject matter of Adis is only things that have a halachic consequence on their own. It has to be the minimum shear of Adis is that which is a halachic event on its own. So if the Adam just happened to see two people, happens to see the Ish in ER, they don't know what they're seeing. But they don't have to come and bring they don't have to be made on the Chi of Misa. But they have to be made on the halachic action. Since the first Adam established her as an Ashes Ish, then Mamela, then that Maisa that they're being made on is a full halachic act. But each year of Chazakah is nothing on its own. It doesn't establish anything, and it's not anything because of something that preceded it. It's only in sum does it rise to the level of a halachic act.
We're
maintaining, you know, as in the Havamina, they thought they're pushing the active role of the case to the Adam. And the Dayanim are more or less analyzing what the Adam are bringing. But the Adam have to really be the ones who are being made on the din. and because they thought that was the other choice. They thought if Rabbi Akiva is disqualifying the Adam giving the facts and the Dayanim making the din, because 1 year, 2 year, 3 years are important facts that the Dayanim could make a din upon. So since he says that's no good, then they thought it meant they have to actually bring the din. And then the Dayanim just make sure that the din the Adim are bringing is good. They are a more passive role. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi says no, it's in the middle. The Dayanim are still the primary movers. They're the ones with the das. They're the ones who are really constructing the din. But the Adim can only bring to them that which has a halachic, that which is defined as a halachic phenomenon, a halachic fact. That's the only dover that they can bring. So since she's an Eishes Ish, now this becomes a Maisa that's halachic. And therefore they can be made, even though they have no idea what they're seeing. That's okay, the Dayanim will take care of that. But you just, it's a limitation on what kinds of facts the Dayanim, the Edom can bring. The Edom are not, they have to be made, whether they know it or not. It has nothing to do with what they know. It's just not a Maisa that they can be made on. It has to be a halachic phenomenon on its own. Not a halachic phenomenon in conjunction with something else. It lacks in the subject matter of Edus. Yeah, Johnny. The question is, was it a serious Havamina? Right? Did the Havamina, if it was a serious Havamina, is it simply because he didn't think about the consequences of what he was saying? That wouldn't be a serious Havamina. Is it a serious Havamina, meaning to say that what? That he knew about this problem with Ishus and he didn't think it applied, and Abaye is just saying it does, and we go with Abaye? In other words, the first set of Edom changed the world. Okay, I used to have a pair, a long time ago, of halacha glasses. And when you put them on, you only see halachic phenomena. Right? So if you had your pair of halachic glasses on, right, after Kedushin, I think I made it before you were born. So if you had a pair of halachic glasses on, right, then you wouldn't see certain of, then if the Kedushin occurred, that would be a halachic event. You'd be viewable. If it didn't, it wouldn't be viewable.
Right.
So the point is, once halacha, once the first Edom are koveya davar, then the reality of what is considered a halachic event changes. It's not, we don't care about the Edom knowing it or not. We'll only accept Edus on halachic phenomena. We as Beis Din know what is halachic. Beis Din is they're the das in the case. They're the primary movers in the case. They're the ones who have a goal, and they know what's significant and what's not significant. And then they're going to call out and say, okay, are there any Edom on... once we know that she's Neshes Ish, these are the facts that are subject to Edus. But 1 year, 1 year of Chazakah has no consequence. It's not significant. You're saying because if she wasn't married, it wouldn't be... But that's the whole point. The point is, since the first Edom are a Davar, that makes the second one a Davar. What does it mean it makes the second one a Davar? It means now it's a significant Maisa. Now it's a Maisa that is subject to being brought to Beis Din. You can only bring to Beis Din an act if, in fact, it will render a consequence. So coming into Beis Din and saying, I saw him eat on the field for 1 year... That has no consequence. We won't let it in. It's simply like coming and saying, the sky is blue. What's the halacha consequence of telling the sky is blue? Nothing. So we'll base and convene and say, let's hear everybody's insignificant, inconsequential stories. No, it's not subject to Edus. It's not simply they refuse Edus. It's not Edus. Guy comes to the base and says, I want to tell you who won the baseball game yesterday. Well, they say, well, we can't refuse Edus, so we have to let you come in. They say, no, it's not Edus. Why is it not Edus? Because it has no halachic, it's not a halachic phenomenon. It's not an event that has any halachic significance. So they're not just refusing Edus. It's not Edus. If a guy would give Edus that it was the Yankees, and then he changed his mind that it was the Mets, it wouldn't be a problem of a false Edus. Not Edus. Yeah. So what about the Rabbanon? But the Rabbanon hold the Shnei Chazakah are good. There are bundles of Shnei Chazakah good. I'm not sure what to do here. There's two directions we can go. We can either go weiter in the Rabbanon, or we can go, there's a Machlokas Rashba and Rimi Gash on this case. It's very interesting. Because the Rashba doesn't like this case, doesn't like Rashi's interpretation of the case of Kedushin. And the Rimi Gash likes it. So you get a very interesting, I mean, obviously they weren't responding to each other, but you get a very interesting view. You get like an explanation of why each one is not good. It quite honestly leaves me very perplexed, but I'm working on it. So hopefully I'll be able to figure it out. But it's very interesting. They asked the Rimi Gash. The Rashba says Rashi's case is wrong because it doesn't match up with the case in the Mishnah. And then they asked the Rimi Gash. The Gemara doesn't make sense because, you know, in the way they were understanding. He says, no, you're understanding it the wrong way, like the Rashba thought. The right way is like Rashi. Obviously, he doesn't address it as Rashba's case. But you get to see each one criticize the other one. But again, it leaves you like, sort of like, okay, I hear your side, I hear your side. It's very hard to get down to the bottom of what exactly my look is. So anyway, maybe we should do that first and then finish up the Rabbanan.